Good evening, with a look at your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks. A 31-year-old Cayman Brac man has been arrested and formally charged with rape following an incident that occurred in the area of Cemetery Road on the 31st of January. Police say the accused and the victim, two men known to each other, were at the location sometime after midnight on Friday the 30th of January into the early morning hours of Saturday when the incident took place. The accused was arrested on Monday the 2nd of February and transferred to Grand Cayman where he was formally charged. He appeared in court today and has been remanded into custody. He's due to reappear in court on the 6th of February. The investigation remains ongoing and police are urging anyone with information to contact the Criminal Investigation Department at 949-4222. Anonymous tips can also be submitted through the RCIPS confidential tip line at 949-7777 via the RCIPS website or through Cayman Crime Stoppers online or the mobile app. Police are also investigating two robberies on Tuesday night, one in Savannah and one on Walker's Road in Georgetown. Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin reports.
Just before 8:30 p.m., two men armed with knives robbed a liquor store on Hurst Road, taking cash and a bottle of wine. Then, around 10 p.m., two masked men again armed with knives attempted to rob a cashier at a Walker's Road store. The cashier was injured but escaped, with members of the public holding the door shutters closed until officers arrived. Police arrested two men, ages 18 and 28 from West Bay, and a female juvenile, seized cash and an abandoned vehicle, and say the two incidents are believed to be linked. All three remain in custody. While police commend the actions of the store employee and the public who assisted, they also stress that personal safety should always be a priority. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
Again, anyone with information is asked to call the Criminal Investigation Department at 949-4222, the RCIPS confidential tip line at 949-7777, or to submit tips via the RCIPS or Crime Stoppers websites. Tortuga Rum Company today confirmed a robbery of one of its stores on the evening of February the 3rd at the Tortuga Fine Wine and Spirits location in Country Corner, Savannah. The company says all team members are safe and no one was physically hurt, expressing appreciation for the quick response of the authorities. If members of the public have any information, they are encouraged to contact the Bodentown Police Station. To the courts, Kirk McNeil Ferguson, also known as Lavish, is set to face trial after entering mixed pleas to several ganja-related charges in the summary court. He pled not guilty to possessing ganja with intent to supply, but guilty to separate charges of possessing and consuming ganja. He also pled not guilty to other outstanding charges of the same nature. The Chief Magistrate, the Honorable Angeline Hernandez, criticized his inconsistent pleas, saying it appeared Mr. Ferguson was not taking the court seriously. His matters have been scheduled for trial as early as March. And it's a full agenda for today's Central Planning Authority meeting. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
Up first, Airport Plaza submitted a proposal for a 21,000-square-foot office and retail campus featuring two buildings on Old Joe's Way in Georgetown. The Department of Environment raised concerns about a proposal for four townhomes near Austin Connolly Drive in Colliers, an area close to Colliers Reserve, which is one of the few habitats for the endemic blue iguana. The Port Authority was requesting a green light for another expansion of its guardhouse following a previous rubber stamp by the board back in June for a 210-square-foot addition. This latest request includes an additional 261 square feet at the Container Depot in Georgetown with space for a restroom, office, and access ramp. Salty Investment is pitching a boat storage garage and gym on the land side of South Sound Road, just east of Winter Haven Condos, where a horse corral and other ancillary buildings currently exist. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Thank you, Carsley. The full agenda is online at planning.gov.ky. Sticking with the Central Planning Authority, they have also published decisions from their first meeting of the year. The board approved land clearing excavation on Rum Point Drive in Northside. The Department of Environment noted the drone imagery from the summer showed that the site has already been cleared and was now of, quote, little ecological value, adding it would not have supported preemptive clearing. The CPA has also approved a mixed-use building on Crewe Road and a commercial parking lot by 1GT Limited on Elgin Avenue. You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News. World Cancer Day is highlighting new steps the Cayman Islands government is taking to prevent, treat, and track cancer, including a national cancer registry. Radio Cayman's April Cummings says more.
Cancer is the second leading cause of death in the Cayman Islands, and the government says it is stepping up efforts to better understand and fight the disease. A new national cancer registry is at the heart of that plan.
We do not currently have a national cancer registry. Without one, we cannot accurately measure incidence, track trends over time, or fully understand where prevention and early detection efforts should be focused. This is why establishing a national cancer registry is a priority for the ministry.
Chief Medical Officer Dr. Hilary Wolf says the registry will not only collect data, but also help shape policy and patient care with strong safeguards around privacy.
A registry is not just about numbers. It is about knowledge that saves lives. It allows us to guide policy, improve clinical practice, and ensure resources are directed where they are needed most.
Health Minister the Honorable Catherine Ebanks-Wilkes says the registry is just one part of a wider national cancer policy built on new health survey data.
Cancer prevention, treatment, and care is a top priority for me and the NCFC government. The STEPS data has helped to shape the forthcoming national cancer policy. The updating of the Cancer Registry Bill, as well as specific public health campaigns, such as the HPV Cancer Prevention Vaccination Drive.
Government is also promoting the HPV vaccine, which can protect against several cancers, including cervical cancer. Chief Nursing Officer Felicia McLean says international research shows just how powerful the vaccine can be.
There are studies from countries with robust vaccination programs, screening programs, and registries that show that the HPV vaccine is essentially erasing cervical cancer among those who have been vaccinated.
She is urging parents and young people to take up the free vaccine, which is available through the Public Health Department and can be administered in schools with parental consent. Chief Officer Tamara Ebanks says a broader national health strategy and plan will link cancer initiatives with other non-communicable diseases, with an eye on quality and cost. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
Thank you, April. The National Roads Authority is advising motorists of ongoing construction at the junction of Shamrock Road and Agricola Drive, where a new roundabout is being built. The NRA says the roundabout will open on an interim basis while work continues. Remaining construction includes curbing, drainage, utility installation, and relocation and final paving. Phase 1 of the opening is scheduled for the 13th of February. Drivers are being reminded to follow standard roundabout rules, yield to vehicles already in the roundabout, give way to traffic from the right, travel clockwise around the roundabout, and signal properly when exiting. The NRA stresses that the area remains an active construction zone. Motorists are urged to slow down, observe the posted 25 miles per hour speed limit, and stay alert for large trucks and heavy equipment. The authority says once complete, the East-West Agricola Road is expected to improve connectivity and support long-term development for the eastern districts. The authority thanks the public for its patience as work progresses. The annual Agriculture Show is one of the largest events on Grand Cayman, attracting thousands of people from across the country looking for great deals, good produce, and tasty local food. But in years past, traffic has been a bit of a nightmare. Organizer Rhonda Kelly says they have plans in place to put a dent in that wait time.
We're really going to focus on hopefully getting people to do the park and ride. We have 4 locations that people can just pull in on the road, either coming from town or coming from Bodentown. And we're going to have 2 buses dedicated to each one of those 4 locations. Mm-hmm. So it should be pretty smooth. If you park towards the end of Agricola, we have a trolley system. So if you have to park a little distance, you also have a trolley that'll take you to and from the entrance. So trying to make it as convenient as possible for people to come and enjoy the event.
Park and rides will be set up at Jason Avenue in front of the home of Heather Bodden, Prospect Primary School, the new Church of God Assembly Hall on Shamrock Road, and Bodentown Primary School.
I think they'll find it really convenient, and we'll have like the QR codes on the buses so they can scan the program. So while they're taking the bus ride, instead of focusing on the road, they can focus on seeing what's coming up, seeing the schedule, looking through the program. You know, we'll have a lot of information on the bus so they can at least kind of start their journey from when they get on the bus.
The NRA is also working to prepare the new roundabout at the junction of Agricola and Shamrock Road in the lead up to the 57th Agricultural Show on Ash Wednesday, which is February the 18th. This year's theme is Harvesting Harmony, Cayman Culture and Agriculture. For more information, visit @CaymanAgriculture on Instagram. Finally, the world's oldest international writing competition has a new name. Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles reports.
The Queen's Commonwealth Essay Competition becomes the Queen's Commonwealth Writing Competition effective today. The Royal Commonwealth Society says the rebrand reflects a broader approach to creative expression and a redesigned structure that will recognize one winner from each of the Commonwealth's five regions, alongside an overall winner. Chair Janet Cooper says the change ensures a wider range of voices are celebrated across all regions. The competition is open to Commonwealth residents under 18 and is supported by Her Majesty the Queen as Vice Patron. Her Majesty spoke on a recent competition edition.
I look forward to reading this year's winning entries and encourage all of you to put your thinking caps on and get writing.
Entries open March 4th. The contest marks its 140th year. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
That's your latest local news. I'm Jeffy Ebanks from the Radio Cayman Newsroom. Have a good evening.